Welcome, everyone, to the Jake Dunlap Show. This is your weekly dose of real success stories from entrepreneurs, athletes, celebrities, CEOs, and the people that you love. If you've ever wondered what makes people tick, what are the weird things that happened to them in their past that helped to shape the people that they've became? Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Eastern, you can tune in and get exactly that. The behind the scenes, not the typical behind the scenes, but the real stories that shaped some of the people that you know, love, and follow.
Salespeople actually slow deals down and don't even know it. So I'll say that again. Many times sales team members think they are speeding deals up, but because they aren't thinking about the handoff, they're slowing deals down. So I'll give you an example of what I mean. What we have seen historically is the teams that do the best job of explaining the next steps, they don't try to just brush it under the rug. They're not like, oh, I'm going to put you in touch with our world-class customer success team. And then they're like, okay, and I've got a blind faith trust you. The best of the best people around the handoff toward the end of the deal, they actively talk about it. So they actively start to say things like, great, let's talk about our implementation plan. So typically, our team's going to handle the project management and taking care of it. I'll probably loop in Stacy. She's most likely going to be the account manager. I'm actually pretty shocked right now how few sales reps are bringing the account manager into the last call. Just bring them in. Let them hear it. Let them hear the whole recap. You know, so again, this used to be whenever we were full cycle reps, you didn't have to do this because you already had to do all this stuff. So I want you to just think about that. From a sales team, can you bring in that account manager on like the final call or the final proposal call? It makes the buyer feel more comfortable. You let Stacy talk and you let her like talk about this is what goes into implementation. So again, if you want a great handoff from sales to CS, talk about the implementation early, because I'm telling you, the number one way that many of you lose deals, and this is just the truth in sales, we lose to no decision. That means they purchase nothing more than we ever lose to the competition. And quite a bit of the time that we lose to no decision is because they get in a room that you're not in and they go, who's going to implement this? Like, what's this going to look like? Do we have time for this? And the person who's the main advocate or whoever's like, I don't know. I don't think so, but I don't have time for it. And so if you're in sales and you want to create a great handoff to CS, talk about the implementation upfront. Again, understand, and again, we talked to a lot of sales team about this, but I'll say this again if you haven't heard me talk about it. The goal of a company, not a sales rep, is to create power users. If you as a sales rep start to re-engineer your mind that your job, I'm going to type this in. This is going to be good. Sales person's job, create power users. If you take this mindset and you have this idea that my job, and you make sure that they you know, like it's real and you believe it, is I cannot tell you enough how much this will impact your mindset, how much this will impact people wanting to do business with you. If as a seller, you're like, look, here's our implementation. I want to make sure that you all are wildly successful. And so here's what that's like. Here's what my team's going to do. Hopefully you can introduce them ahead of time. That's great as well. But if you change your mind that my intent is to help to make sure they actually use the product, it doesn't mean you're going to have to spend a ton of extra time. Maybe you check in every once in a while to make sure that they're really successful. And so that's it. You know, this one, you know, is not something that actually needs to be overthought too much. So I'm just going to do a quick recap. We'll let everyone get back to their Tuesday. And I'm going to go grab some lunch. So recap number one, your SDR to sales handoff, two parts. One, every SDR needs to be trained how to identify intent. How much research the person's done, how much they know the competition, how much they know pricing. Guess what? Medic doesn't tell you how to do that. Bant doesn't tell you how to do that either. Okay. Number two, every SDR before they hang up or before they send the email, needs to say, wow, I am really looking forward to this next conversation for you. I'm going to put you in touch with one of the people on my team who I know knows a lot about X. They'll do a quick call with you, really understand. I'm going to walk them through this. So this isn't going to be another one of those meetings where you've got to like say the exact same things. I'm going to make sure you're taken care of. And then if that goes well, then typically they'll probably want to set up a team, you know, a demo with a broader team. So just so you're aware that that's usually the next step. So looking forward to the conversation, Amy. That's it. Every SDR, spend the extra 15 to 20 seconds to get more of your meetings to show and to get people more excited. On the flip side, my two for you are, if you are in sales, talk about implementation early. The sooner you talk about it, because again, you understand, if you ask the question to the buyer and you say, when do you need to see results by? How often do salespeople ask that question? When do you need to see results by? Then I can put together the plan that says, okay, well, we'll sign here. But more importantly for you, here's the implementation. And here's about whenever you should get to, you know, those results, which goes to part two. Think like your goal in sales is to create power users. Because at the end of the day, that's what's both best for the company and best for your prospect. If you've got people who enjoy the product, they use the product, et cetera. So those are my four. If you want to make your buyers not hate your sales handoffs, make your teammates look good. Tell them it's going to be a good conversation. They're excited. Loop them in early to the process whenever you can. It's a little bit easier on the customer success or account management side. And again, I really want a lot of you out there to think about this concept of intent-based. At each point, how ready is this person to buy? And am I fast-tracking those people who are really, really ready and getting them the information they need to make an educated decision? Or am I making them jump through a bunch of hoops, a bunch of hurdles that may or may not be applicable?
Thank you everyone again for listening to another episode. If you are listening all the way to the end, I hope you have left a review. I hope that you make sure that you're following or subscribing on your favorite podcast listening apparatus. We'll be back next Thursday. And again, make sure to check out the Monday episodes as well too. A lot of people are really enjoying these kind of mini episode Mondays. So make sure to tune in, subscribe, and leave a review.